This is the three at three on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
All right, this is a crazy story. A Milwaukee man, a 24-year-old guy, has been arrested after police say he drove 107 miles an hour down the interstate with a bunch of kids in his vehicle. He was going 107, according to state troopers. Just yesterday at 4:30 in the afternoon, they pulled him over. Inside the vehicle were five passengers, four minors, and another adult. Detectives say he appeared to be on the influence of drugs. He was given field sobriety tests, arrested, transported to a hospital for a legal blood draw. The other adult in the vehicle then was charged with obstructing an officer, got in a big old argument. No court date has yet been set for the 24-year-old man. I'm not naming him because he has not yet formally been charged, although that's going to be coming.
Number two, keep an eye on your daily health guidelines. They could be changing soon. That's if Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. does what he's been reported to be planning, which is removing dietary guidelines that have existed for 20 years on so-called saturated fats. Think butter, meat, or other foods where fat just appears naturally, but has long been a thing that people have said, hey, you got to watch how much you're consuming. Again, going back to 2005, when this dietary guideline was set to limit it to less than 10% of your daily calories. Well, it's unclear what the actual revised guidelines will be. RFK has previously argued Americans need more, not less, saturated fats, saying foods like butter, cheese, milk, and red meat have been, quote, unfairly demonized for decades. Important to note, trans fat guidelines, which are the ones you find in processed foods, think deep fried foods at the fair, those guidelines will not be changing, according to several reports.
That is an interesting change. Hey, the third thing of the three at three, how about a great way to start the week tonight? The Northern Lights Show, the aurora may be visible as far south as central Wisconsin tonight, while the entire state is in the lights view line for tomorrow night. The forecast has a KP index of 4 for tonight. Tomorrow's is 5. That's a way they measure how the aurora borealis shows up through the atmosphere. It's likely to be a little bit brighter tomorrow night. Now, of course, weather is always a factor. It should cooperate tonight. If they make an appearance, it's going to be mostly clear skies, especially a little further north where it's going to be seen. Tomorrow, 20% chance of showers in Milwaukee, 40% chance in Madison. And the typically best times tonight and tomorrow night, within an hour or two of midnight. Meaning, keep an eye to the skies between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m.
I remember the last time we had a good aurora forecast. I was still on the morning shift, so I took my wife and we went to Harrington Beach in Ozaukee County to try to catch it. A lot of people had their fancy things, although you can sometimes see just by using your phone.
Yeah.
But we had a limited time window because I had to go to bed, and so we had about 10 minutes to take in the natural wonder before, hey, got to get back home.
And then a quick nap. And you're right. Your iPhone, if you look through your, or your Android, if you look through your phone, it captures it better than the naked eye. It's really quite incredible.
What a world.
It is 312 at WTMJ. Back from Southeast Asia. That's up next.